Well, coming up on Wednesday, March 20th, if you are concerned about the impacts of alcohol use in your community, you're invited to a town hall meeting at the Chapel Hill Public Library. Again, it's Wednesday at 8:30 in the morning, hosted by the Campus and Community Coalition on High-Risk Drinking. They've got some new findings about high-risk drinking, especially among high school and college students here in our community, and they'll talk about next steps as well as presenting those findings. Elnor Landis is the director of the Campus Community Coalition, and she joins us now here in the studio to talk about the recent findings and what we can expect to hear on Wednesday. Elnor, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Aaron.
So the town hall is coming out of some research that was conducted over the past few months, right, starting last fall?
That's right. So we've been working with the School of Public Health, the Gilling School of Global Public Health. We have some students and faculty who have been advising us and collecting data from the coalition the year before the coalition began in 2013 up until last June. And so what this allows us to do is look before the coalition started to now, 5 years down the road, what's our impact been? And we're excited to share that with the community.
So we're not looking anymore at just kind of point in time numbers. We can look at trends as well, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So what have we found over the last 5 years?
Well, what we found is we have things to celebrate, but we also know that we have work to do. So in the celebration category, one of the things that we are really excited to report is that high school drinking rates are down and are below the national average now, which is something that we're happy to see. But along with that number, one of the things that we are monitoring is the number of students who are consuming alcohol while parents, high school students, who are consuming alcohol while parents are present. And that's going to be something that we'll have much more conversation about as a community. But, you know, some parents might feel like that's a harm reduction strategy. Other parents might feel like that's a definite no in their household. And so something for us to talk more about as a community.
So what kind of are the numbers for Chapel Hill as far as high school students compared to like other college towns? Do we see the drinking habits of K through 12 students varying according to if you're in a college town or if you're not?
You know, that's not something that we've looked at.
Okay.
But something definitely worth thinking about.
Yeah, speaking with Elnor Landis, and again, we're talking about recent findings from the Campus and Community Coalition on High-Risk Drinking, looking ahead to a town hall meeting that's going to be Wednesday morning at 8:30 at the Chapel Hill Public Library, talking about numbers regarding high-risk drinking among high school students, but also among UNC students. What have we found there?
Right. So one of the things that we're happy to report is, and this goes in tandem with some work that the Chapel Hill Police Department has done. So the Chapel Hill Police Department has more than doubled the amount of proactive outreach they're doing to the bar and restaurant community. And we've seen numbers of businesses that are passing underage compliance checks go up accordingly. We've also seen a trend down in underage students who are reporting consuming alcohol at bars and restaurants. So that's not something we can draw a direct line from, but those are two trends that we think are interrelated and are excited to see here in the community. We also see amongst UNC students that drinks per week is down, which might seem like a pretty random number, but that's actually a really good indicator of sort of the overall health of UNC, but we know that we also still have plenty of work to do there.
What is it about drinks per week that's a particularly useful metric to look at?
So what it tells us, so for example, UNC's drinks per week, UNC students report drinking about 5 drinks per week. Mm-hmm. And so this tells
us... Is that the average including like people who don't drink at all, people who drink a lot?
Right,
this is, okay,
exactly. Yep. This is among the student population in general. So what that tells us in general is that most students are drinking in a low to moderate risk way. One of the things that the coalition is trying to do is to address the majority of the population that is doing the right thing and say, hey, you're in the majority. One of the things that we know we need to work on is a lot of students, 9 out of 10 UNC students are overestimating how much their peers are actually drinking. And what we want the message to be is like, actually, y'all are really smart. You got into this really good school, and you're making really smart decisions about your health and safety.
Yeah, and so are the people around you. I remember us having this conversation before, where it's not peer pressure; it's imagined peer pressure,
right?
Almost, right? Yeah.
Exactly. And one of the things that we hear from students is that the stories that are loudest are the ones where, you know, you're drinking in this high-risk way. You're not telling, you know, crazy stories about the Netflix movie that you watched last night or the board game that you really dominated the night. You might tell that story.
Yeah, yeah.
But these other stories are louder, and it really is imagined. peer pressure, like you said.
Speaking with Eleanor Landis, again, Campus and Community Coalition on High-Risk Drinking, town hall meeting for everyone this Wednesday morning, the 20th, at 8:30 a.m. in the Chapel Hill Public Library. Tell us about some of the things that the coalition is doing, and you mentioned other kind of stakeholders as well, like Chapel Hill Police. What is being done in the community to kind of address this problem?
Right. So we have been working in earnest for about 2.5 years now. One of the first really big things that the coalition can count is that the university changed its alcohol policy. That alcohol policy now fits into a real public health model where accountability is still central to that policy, but it's much more about intervention rather than punishment. And so getting students into the intervention that they need. It also holds student groups accountable, which is huge in terms of public health impact, and is a campus alcohol policy rather than just focused on students. So trying to change the normative environment.
Do you see kind of a direct relationship between what kind of initiatives are underway and these trends with regard to drinking?
So with the way that we're measuring things now, we cannot draw a direct line, you know, the old correlation, not causation.
Right, right.
And
it's good that we're living in a campus town where we don't have to explain that. Everyone's
right,
like, yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah, correlation,
right.
Not causation. Got it.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. Yeah. We're,
learn that
we're
in
lucky.
Methods. Yeah.
Right. So what we are, the things that we're tracking are changes to the environment, mm-hmm. because what the coalition is trying to impact is that environment. So another example of something that we are doing that addresses sort of the secondhand effects of alcohol, one of them is noise. And so one of the cool things that the coalition has been able to do is to get a policy in place called Party Police Free, or party registration, which allows students who are living off campus to register their parties with the university. That list then gets sent to the police department, and then instead of getting an officer dispatched to your house, you get a warning text or call. That neighbor can feel good knowing that that student is taking responsibility for their own household, and there's also a much faster response time.
How many students have signed up for that? How many have registered?
Yeah, so we're tracking at about 150 today, starting this fall. So more and more students are taking advantage of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and what we're really encouraged by is that most of the students who are registering are saying, oh, a friend of mine registered their party, had a great party, it was really successful, now I'm doing the same because I know that this is something that I want to do for my household.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And that goes along with the, if you think your friends are doing it, you'll do it too.
Yep.
And if you see modeled good behavior,
right.
then you'll do that
right.
too. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Speaking again with Eleanor Landis, anything else that people ought to know about the numbers, about the town hall meeting that's coming up on Wednesday?
Yeah, the biggest thing that we want to make sure, the reason that we are holding this meeting is to invite the community to be a part of the solution. You know, this is something that we feel like is a really fantastic way to improve the quality of life in our community. Chapel Hill is not unique in that underage and high-risk drinking has been a part of our environment for a long time, but we think we're creating a sustainable way to move forward, and we want to invite others to be a part of it and bring their energy and time and talents.
Are there particular questions that you're going to ask that you want to hear back from the public on?
We want to hear what they're interested in. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be talking about some of these numbers, but more than that, we want to hear how this issue has in fact impacted their lives here in Chapel Hill Carrboro, how their youth are interacting with alcohol, what concerns they have, but also what ideas they have for how we can move forward.
Awesome. People want to find out more information about the town hall meeting or the coalition. Any place that they can go to find out more?
Yes, they can go to downtownchapelhill.com/coalition.
Awesome. Go there and get more information. And again, the town hall meeting is this Wednesday, March 20th, 8:30 a.m. in the Chapel Hill Public Library, hosted by the coalition. Everyone's invited to that. Eleanor Landis, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron.